Hi, this is Anna, and this is Check It at the Round Table, where we discuss movies, books, music, and stuff. Today we are discussing Picard, Episode 3, The End is the Beginning. By this episode, Daj has been killed. I believe she was killed in Episode 2, actually. I forgot to mention that before. But her sister, Picard finds out, is still alive, who is the twin android sentient being. Synthetic being, I guess is what you call them. But anyway, and on a Borg cube that is part of a reclamation project where they're trying to save these Borg and bring them back to humanity. I'm a little surprised the Romulans are doing this. I still think they had an ulterior motive other than the one that they mentioned in the show, just saying. But anyway, so the girl is on the Borg cube helping with the project, and she actually goes to speak to a woman who she is somehow drawn to. The woman has a game, or what you think is a game, but it is actually some way to tell the future. Basically, she says it's not prophetic, it's the news. But anyway, kind of the same thing, I'm just saying. So anyway, I guess prophecy is... news is prophecy fulfilled, but yeah, okay. Maybe you want to go there. So anyway, the woman who is playing this, what you would call news game, I guess, I don't know, it tells a story that has happened before and how history repeats itself. And it's about two twin girls, and one dies and the other is the great destroyer, supposedly. And the woman completely loses it at the sister of Daj, because she realizes that she is the great destroyer. So, comes completely unglued. The sister of Daj has to be removed from her by another person who was a Borg and now is not. Really like that character a lot. And that character gets her out of there. And this girl also is... dating this, I'm sorry, I don't know a better word for it, so I'm just going to use the L word, Laos Romulan spy. Okay, I'm just saying, I don't even know if you call them dating, they just sleep together. Okay, I'm not trying to, try not to say that, but yeah. So anyway, I'm really not sure what she sees in this piece of work, who is an even bigger piece of work as he progresses. I'm just saying, he has really no redeeming qualities. And then at the end, we're all supposed to be... I don't know why we expect him to have this massive heart change, because people like him don't. I mean, I'm not trying to... there are rare cases in history that have turned and gone the right way, but I'm just saying he would not be included in that percentile, so that was totally unbelievable in the plotline. But, you know, the rest of this was cool. That, not so cool. But we'll get to that when we get to the last episode, so there we go. But... this girl is working on the Borg cube. Picard is trying to find her, and he decides to track down one of his old crewmates, who was a woman who helped him as basically an ensign, I believe. And she gave up on life and is living on basically in the desert in this metal cube with her basically marijuana bush and alcohol. I mean, yeah, her life is not really good for her right now. So anyway, and hasn't been for like 14 years, because when he decided to step down, she immediately lost her job, because she claimed that they were doing something on Mars that turned the synthetic beings against everyone and caused Mars to start burning. So she was right, by the way, but you know, no one believed her. And so she decided to turn to drink and smoke, and yeah. So there we go. But he got her aid. She got him a pilot. And he is now getting ready to cross the expanse of space with the woman who smokes weed and drinks too much. It's actually called Snake Bush, but it's basically weed in Star Trek terms. So anyway, and Picard, and then the scientist who is the topmost expert on sentient synthetic life forms, and then Rio, the... Hispanic captain who is pretty down. I was like, although I do say as the story progresses, I get where he's coming from more than pretty much anybody else in the story for feeling a little depressed about things. I'm just saying. So, you know, out of everybody, I think he's got the most validity to his issues. Not that he should have issues, because you know what? You do have to pick up and move and do things and help people, because you're here not to sit around and be sad about stuff, but to move and do what you can to help. So, you know, in general. But I do understand his point, and we'll get to that in another episode. So, anyway, they are on the ship, and the thing I like about this episode is you see these different holograms, because Rio, the captain of the ship, has made all the holograms to look like him with different aspects. So, like, you have a Spanish-speaking hologram who helps with one part of the ship. You have a Scottish-speaking hologram for another part of the ship. You have another hologram with a different accent for another part. So, anyway, there is one scene later as the show progresses where there are, like, all the five holograms in the room together because one of the people is trying to figure out Rio's many personalities. And that is one of the most hilarious scenes in this whole show because it's like, you know, we all have different aspects of ourselves. And if we could just pull those all out and set them on the couch, it would be so funny to watch yourself. I'm just saying. But, yeah, that is my review of The End is the Beginning, episode 3 of Picard. Again, I totally give the show a shout-out. It is wonderfully done. Can't recommend it enough. And with that, on it out. Check it at the round table. Bye!